Track 8. As you get to the top of the hill, stay to the right. You'll pass ringtail lemurs on your left. You might recognize these lemurs as one of the stars of the movie Madagascar. There are many types of lemurs, but they are all found on the island of Madagascar off the coast of Africa. Because they are only found in one area, they are greatly affected by habitat loss, and currently, all lemur species are endangered or critically endangered. As you continue down this road, look for the white-handed gibbon family on your right. As mentioned earlier, gibbons are a type of ape. You won't see a tail here. Gibbons have very long arms, which helps them move gracefully in the trees. This type of swinging arm over arm is called brachiation. On your left, you will pass by two different species of monkeys. Gibbon monkeys are known for their dark faces outlined with bright white fur. They are very social, so you might glimpse some of the youngsters playing or older individuals grooming each other. Debraza monkeys also have bright white fur on their face, but on their chins, making them appear to have beards. Like many other monkeys, Debraza monkeys have cheek pouches, so you will often see them stuffing their mouths full of food to save for later. As you come around the bend, the chimpanzee exhibit will be on your right-hand side. As you follow the road to the right around their exhibit, you might notice that there are a lot of large rocks and branches for our chimpanzees to climb on. Chimps, like many other apes and monkeys, are arboreal, meaning they spend a lot of time in the trees. They are well adapted to this lifestyle, with long arms and very strong opposable thumbs. They even have opposable toes. Their big toe is offset from their other toes, making their foot look more like our hand, allowing them to use their feet to grasp onto branches and objects. When they do come down to the ground, chimps get around by knuckle walking, having to fold under their fingers to account for their long arms when walking on all fours. Currently, we have 4 chimpanzees in our troop: Terry, our adult male, Tabitha, our adult female, their daughter Tansy, and another adult female, Jingles. Jingles just turned 51 last year, which is quite extraordinary since chimpanzees live around 45 years on average. Chimpanzees in human care tend to live longer since they have access to top-notch husbandry and veterinary care that they would not receive in the wild. Like all of the other animals here at the zoo, they also do not have to worry about finding food, escaping predators, or being hunted by poachers. The chimp troop here is very vocal, and visitors will often hear the chimpanzees before seeing them. Does this sound familiar? What do you think is happening here? Chimps pant hoot for a variety of reasons, but mostly to bond troop members together. As you reach the bottom of the hill and head to your right, you might catch a glimpse of one of our North American porcupines in the exhibit to your left. Many people think that porcupines can shoot their quills, but this is actually just a myth. Porcupine quills are just a special type of hair made out of the same protein, keratin, that makes up our own hair. So, just like we can't shoot our hair off our heads, neither can porcupines shoot their quills. However, those quills can fall out, again, just like our own hair. So if an animal tries to bite a porcupine, they can release their quills and run away, leaving a very sore predator behind. North American porcupine quills are especially hard to remove because they are barbed or hooked on the ends.